Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks, not only in the Thanksgiving Day, we give you thanks all the days of our life. Everything you have done in our lives, especially in our family, we give you thanks for that. And I pray that you fill your servant with your Holy Spirit and spirit of wisdom and spirit of understanding, also not only to him and to those who hear to you. So that in your life we see light, we know how to respond to our spouse according to your word. So that whatever we do is pleasing in your sight. And I pray, oh Lord, that you're going to bless our family. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So last week we talked about how we be careful, how we live our life. Chapter 5, verse 15, be very careful then how you live. The Lord did not expect us to live our life with our own strength. He expects us to live our life while we are filled with the Holy Spirit. In verse 18, and what's the sign that you are filled with the Holy Spirit? Sign number 1, verse 19. You keep on speaking to one another with psalms, with hymns, with songs from the Spirit. And secondly, in Psalms 19, you sing it and making music in your heart to the Lord. Sign number 3, you're always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, even though the thing that you are not pleased, but you still give thanks to him. Because everything happened in our life for a reason, is for our own good, not to harm us, to give us a future, a better hope. And then when we thank him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we speaking to one another, with psalms, hymns, and song of the Spirit, in the name of the Father. When we singing and making music in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's exactly what Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Whatever you do, speaking, singing, making music, giving thanks, or doing anything, you do it all. You speak in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when you get blessed, then you know why. Point number 4. And when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you are submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. I hear that a lot of people say that, including pastors, they say that wife submit to your husband. But they don't realize if a husband is filled with the Holy Spirit, according to chapter 5, verse 21, if a husband is filled with the Holy Spirit, then the fourth sign of a husband being filled with the Holy Spirit is submitting to his own wife out of reverence for Christ. I want you to write that down. The Bible didn't just say, wife, submit to your husband. Because husband is the head of the wife. But the Bible also says, chapter 5, verse 21, husband, submit to your wife out of reverence for Christ. I give you the example. You write that right beside verse 21. You write that 1 Samuel. Chapter 25. Nabal is a foolish man. He did not submit to his wife. And so that's why he died. And he died young. And he gets a stroke. When he gets a stroke, not necessarily he will die. When he gets a stroke, and he refused to submit to his wife, and he died young. You read that back. 1 Samuel. Chapter 25. How also want you to learn. Listen to me carefully. King David. King David submitted to the teaching of Abigail, where Nabal refused to submit to his own wife. Abigail wasn't David's wife, but he's a wise woman. Out of reverence for God, David submitted to her teaching. When her husband passed away, David sent a servant to tell Abigail, King David wants to marry you because you are a wise woman. I want you to write that down. Two illustrations were set. To Nabal, he's a foolish man, stubborn, refused to submit to his own wife. His wife is a smart wife. That's the word of God. Okay? And King David realized she is very wise. Okay? You know how wise she is? Later on, King David married Abigail and gave birth to a son. You know what's the name of the son Abigail named him? Daniel. Because he knew that God will judge us according to what we have done. You see a wise woman? Having a wife like that? Oh, I tell you, you will be blessed all the days of your life. Okay? Now, I tell you 3 points in today's sermon. Point number one, submit to one another. I didn't just say, wife, submit to your husband. I read that, okay? I read that. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Wives, submit to your husband as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. His body, of which he is the Savior. Verse 24. Now, as the church submit to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husband in everything. In everything is for our own good. So, wife submit to husband. Everybody knows this teaching. In point number one, A, you write that. Ephesians chapter 5, 22 to 24. This is whole teaching in the book of Ephesians. I want you to learn from Peter's teaching too. Okay? Go to 1 Peter chapter 3, 1 to 6. Wife, in the same way, be submissive to your husband, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without word by the behavior of their wife. So if you submit to your husband, even though your husband is a non-Christian, because of your good behavior, because of your submission to him, you turn him around. You eventually become a Christian. Okay? But you have to sacrifice. And then, in verse 2, when your husband sees the purity and values of your life, okay, because they see that how God's words change your life, make it so attractive for your husband to come to the church to listen to what God has to say. You know what happened? In a wife not submitting to your husband, the first thing he's going to say, is that what God teaches you not to submit to me? And then, is that what Pastor John teaching you not to submit to me? You won't come to the church. Okay, you don't draw your husband to come to church. But if you submit to your husband, you want your husband, not by word, but by purity and values of your life. Verse 3, that's how you decorate yourself. Your beauty should not come from the outward adornment, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. In verse 5, for this is the way the holy woman of the past who put their hope in God used to make them make themselves beautiful. You make yourself beautiful, not outward adorn. You make yourself beautiful by your inward changing of your own life, like Sarah. And they were submissive to their own husband, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called Abraham master. And you are her daughter. You are Sarah's daughter if you do what is right and do not give way to fear. What is the right thing to do? The right thing to do is to submit to your husband. Father and sister, according to the book of Proverbs, if you do what is right and what is just, it's better than offering sacrifice. You do the right thing, you do the just thing, and God gives you a lot of blessings. Now I go back. Husband. Husband, submit your wife out of reverence for Christ. You write that down. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. The Bible didn't just say, wife, submit to the husband. The Bible also said, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. You write that down. Cain, David, submit to Abigail. Abigail wasn't even his wife. But later on became his wife. Okay? Point number two, love one another. I say point number one is submit to one another. Okay? Don't just quote Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 24, and asking your wife to submit to you. And remember that 1 Samuel chapter 25, you submit to one another. If any person in the church says something, if this is the word of God, you submit to him out of reverence to save your life. Okay? Bless you, sir. Okay, point number two. Love one another. Not only the husband love his wife, that we know. Why? Because Paul, using verse 25 all the way to verse 33, talk about a husband got to love his wife. I read that to you. Husband, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Jesus Christ wants to present his church as a holy bride to himself, as a radiant church. And husband, got to present our own wife as a holy wife. So we love her, that we make her holy. Verse 28, in the same way, husband ought to love their wife as their own body. You don't love your wife, you destroy your own body. He who loves his wife loves himself. He who loves himself is benefit himself. So love your wife is do your own good. Look at Nabal. He's a foolish man. He didn't love his wife. Verse 29. After all, he will love his wife, love himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body. But he feed and care for it, just as Christ does the church. Make sure you feed your own body, care for your own body by loving your own wife. Don't destroy your family. Verse 30. For we are a member of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you must also love his wife as he loves himself. So, Paul, using a lot of reason to describe how a husband should love his wife. You love your wife, that means you love your own body. You hate your wife, you hate your own body. You love your wife by feeding her, by caring for her, by sacrificing for her. And I bet you don't know where the Bible says a wife should love a husband. Am I right, Moses? I tell you, okay? Turn to Titus. Titus, chapter 2. Titus is after Timothy, it's Titus. Titus, chapter 2, verse 3. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderer or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good, was born. Then the older woman can train the younger women to love their husband and to love their own children. I want to circle the word. Love your husband and love your children. Not only love your husband and love your children, and you have to love yourself. How do you love yourself? To be self-controlled and pure. And then not only love yourself, you have to love the work that you do at your own home. To be busy at home. Make sure your home is in order. That is the work of a wife. I say that one more time. As a wife, first thing you love is not your house, it's your husband. First thing you love is not your children, but your husband. Your husband comes first. Love your own husband and love your own children, and then love yourself, and then love to do housework. Finally, love brother and sister at the church. To be kind to other people. And to be subject to the husband. To be subject to the husband, that means to submissive to the husband. So that no one will deny the word of God. I say that one more time. If a wife not loving her husband, if a wife not submitting to their own husband, the husband will say, is that what God tell you to do? Is that what Pastor John telling you to do? They will ask this kind of question. You don't make church, attending church is attractive to them because they will deny the word of God. You love your husband first, and then love your children second, love yourself third, and then love to do housework fourth, and then love other people the fifth. That's an order for them. Make sure put your family in order by loving your husband first. Because I tell you one more time, your husband is a jealous husband. If your husband finds out that you spend more time with the children than with him, he's jealous. Okay? You love your husband, then your husband's life will be changed by your purity, by your reverence for Christ, and you're going to have a blessed family. Okay? Now, I mentioned that live a life of love and live a life of submission. Point number 3. Respect one another. I say submit to one another, love one another, and respect one another. I talk about wife first. Wife, respect your husband. One, two, three. Live a life of respect. Respect your husband as commanded by the Lord. You write that. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 33. B. The wife must respect her husband. The wife must respect her husband. But what about the husband? Should the husband respect their own wife? Yes. Take a look at Peter's teaching. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. I read that to you. Husband, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wife. Treat them, circle the word, with respect. Treat your wife with respect as the weaker partner. She is your partner. She's not just your helper. If you don't have a wife, then you have to do everything by yourself. If you do everything by yourself, the thing that you do will not be perfect. We need a weaker partner to help us to complete the task. To complete the task that God requires to do. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think one person do it is better than two person doing it? It's better for two people doing it. But if you respect your wife, you get three people building up the church. How can you get three people?
Let's say you respect your wife, you submit to God's word, and God say, wow, you listen to me, I'm going to build your family, I'm going to build your home. So God is in your midst. You get three people. Husband, respect your wife as weaker partner. To have a weaker partner to help you. And on top of that, your wife become heir with you of the gracious gifts of life. You have eternal life. Your wife has eternal life too. That's the reason why you show respect to your wife. Finally, so that nothing will hinder your prayer. You don't listen to God's command to treat your wife with respect. Whenever you are in distress, in trouble, when you cry out to God and ask God to hear your prayer, He will not answer your prayer. But I give you a bonus. You write that down, chapter 3, verse 7, verse 3. When you treat your wife with respect because she is your weaker partner and she is heir with you of the gracious gifts of life, because you know that not only you inherit eternal life, she inherit eternal life together with you. And then you know that if you listen to God's command to show respect, to treat your wife with respect, and you tell God, I honor you by doing so, now I'm in deep trouble, I'm in distress, would you please deliver me? I guarantee you, He will hear your prayer. Your prayer will not be hindered because of your non-submission. Is that a good deal? That's a very, very good deal. So that's why Paul said that. You don't respect your wife, you don't love your wife, you don't submit to your wife, you hate yourself. Because your prayer are hindered by their stubbornness. Am I right? Now, I go to, this is how we should live our life in our own home, capital letter H-O-M-E. This is how we should live our life in our own home. First, bless your own home first by submitting to one another, loving one another, respecting one another, our reverence for Christ, because this is the command from God. In order that you build your own home first. Okay? Build your own home. You know what? If you say, no, I choose not to submit to my wife, I choose not to love my husband, I choose not to respect my husband, if you choose to oppose God, you are not building your own home. You destroy your own home. You destroy your own home. Okay? No one wants to destroy your own home. Are you kidding? Okay? And then, once you build your own home, and people come to your home and say, wow, this house is different, you know? This house, husband and wife, witness for God. I want you to write that down. When you submitting to one another, when you loving one another, when you are respecting one another, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, the Holy Spirit is going to use your family to draw all the non-Christian family to Jesus Christ. I tell you one thing. When the Lord bless you, you open your house. Just like the song case. Say, Lord, use my family to draw the non-Christian family to Jesus Christ. I heard a story, say from a divorced husband, and saying to the court, say, it only costs maybe $7,000 or a few hundred dollars to buy a ring to get married. But when you break the marriage, it may cost you $70,000 or $700,000 to break the marriage. Whatever you have in your saving account, half of that go to your spouse. It is very, very costly. I don't think if we submit to one another and loving one another and respecting one another, we are destroying the family. I don't believe so. We are building up the family. We are witnessing for Jesus Christ. Do you know what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 10? If you witness for Jesus Christ, I'm going to fill you with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you the right word to say. And I'm going to bless your family. Isn't it good stuff? So, this is how we should live our own life in our own home, not to destroy, but to build it up, and then at the same time to witness for God, to tell other people what a Christian family is like. Live a life of submission to one another. Number one. Husband, submit to your wife out of reverence for Christ. Wife, submit your own husband as to the Lord. Point number two. Live a life of love to one another. Husband, love your wife just as Christ loved the church. You write that in Titus chapter 2. And wife, love your husband. And love your children too, as commanded by the Lord. And then Love yourself, live a purity of life. Live a self-control life.
And then love other people, be kind to them, so that you can witness for Christ and bring them to the church.
You build the church. My Lord Jesus Christ will build your house upon the street. Live a life of respect to one another. Husband, respect your wife as the weaker part. He's your partner. He's heir together with you of the gracious gift of life. If he didn't get it, the Lord Jesus Christ will ask you, where is your wife? Remember, Cain murdered his own brother Abel, and the Lord Jesus asked him, where is your brother? And I believe when we see Jesus Christ face to face, the first thing he can ask the spouse, where's your husband? Where's your wife? Where's your children? Where are you? And where's your friend? And these people are the sphere of our influence. They are the people that we are going to witness for Jesus. Okay? Wife, respect your husband as commanded by the Lord. Now, in conclusion, how do we do that to achieve it? We do it because we follow the example of Jesus Christ. Christ laid down the example for us to follow. You write that down? Christ laid down his life to set the following example for us to follow. Example number one, Jesus Christ submit to the will of the Father. It is the Father's will for Jesus Christ to submit to him, to give himself up for the church, in order to make the church holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the Word of God. So in other words, if a husband, if a wife submit to one another, this couple make their house, make their home a holy place, can attract a lot of people to Christ. You know how many people? Not only just in Canada, in US, and in even in China, in Hong Kong, how many couples are divorced couples? I think more than 15%. Am I right? They are broken family. They need love. They need respect. They need to learn submission. Okay? I pray that God can use the brother and sister to witness for them. What would be to present Jesus Christ sent the church to himself as a radiant church? Yeah? Cool. I like that. Okay? Two, for Christ loved the church so much. Christ loved the church so much as to leave his Father in heaven, to leave his Father in heaven for one reason, is to unite to his church. On earth. I want you to write that down. I read that one more time. Christ loved the church so much, he's willing to leave his Father in heaven and to unite to his church on earth. And Paul said that this is a profound mystery. This is a profound mystery. Okay? Now, in other words, I see that there's one church that I see that the father saying to his son, ask his son to divorce his wife. Because this father is a rich father. I think he made a big mistake to tell his son to divorce his wife. And then yet his son listened to his father's instruction. Because I left that church, I used to go to that church once a week, I mean once a month, to go to that church to preach. I lost connection of that fellow. I don't know what's the outcome. I know that he won't have a good outcome. If a boy or if a husband is not mature enough to leave your father and to love your wife, to unite your wife, he's not fit to be a husband. Because he won the money from his father. And he listened to his father's instruction. And he divorced his father. He divorced his wife. And that's no good. When you leave your father to unite yourself with your wife, that is a profound mystery. And Paul said that. I'm talking about Christ and the church. Why do you have to leave your father? Leaving is unbearable. Leaving is protection. And you're going to protect your wife. Everybody say it. If it's not fit to do that, it's not following Jesus' example. According to the Gospel of John chapter 17, Jesus prayed, whatever the glory that I have with you before I come down, I pray that you give me back all the glory that I have with you. He lived all his glory, his comfort, is to come down from heaven to on earth, is to unite with his wife. And that's a profound mystery. He wants a husband to follow that example. That is how you united yourself with your wife. The two people become one. It's a stronger part. You get husband united with the wife, two people, because you obey God's command. Jesus Christ said, I'm amongst you. I will protect this family. Okay? Point number three. Why do we have to respect one another? Because Jesus Christ laid down his life by respecting the Father's will. Respecting the Father's will and feed for his church and care for his church. Okay? That's point number three. That's it. I like it. Okay? So can you do it just with some expressing light? They can do that. Okay? For Christ respect the Father's will to feed the church, provide for the church, and care for the church. A husband should do the same thing. A wife should do the same thing. Abigail did that. Care for her own home. Feed for her own home. Okay? You know what happened to Abigail? When King David asked for food, Abigail feed David. And then Abigail get blessing because being kind to other people. Okay? Right beside the word feed, you not only feed your own family. Listen to me carefully. You write down Proverbs chapter 31. They feed the poor and needy too. When I talk about feed the poor and needy, I tell you one thing. I love this boy, okay? Michael. Michael's father is in China for some business that he has to do. And your mother go to China too, right? Make sure feed this guy. He's studying first year engineering. We're going to do something, okay? We get a few family to provide for this guy. Don't tell me you feed the homeless one. You don't need to feed the homeless one. I tell you why. Because they have, I was told, they have 7 meals. They don't need your meal. They need your money to buy cigarettes, to buy alcohol. You don't feed them. The government feed them very well. But the government is not feeding this young kid. All right? We're going to feed him. We're going to have a schedule. When I do that, I'm not doing it to you. I'm doing it to our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you are the member of this body. If, according to Matthew chapter 25, if I do it to you, I do it to Jesus. When Jesus Christ judged me, he's going to ask me, John, what have you done? I say, I've done some good things. I feed Michael. I take care of Michael. All I want is you pay attention to the engineering courses, do it well. Our job is to feed you. We can have a budget for that, okay? Study hard. Everybody say it?
Yes.
We're going to do it. All right? Part number four. Christ does the will of the Father in speech and in deed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then when we see him face to face, we're going to receive blessing. And I know, by looking after this young man, our Heavenly Father will see that. Because we do it according to the Word of God. Isn't it what Titus, isn't it what Paul said in the book of Titus? To the wife, love your husband, love your children, love yourself, be self-control and purity, and then be kind to others. I want to be kind to Michael. All right? And so that he can concentrate in study. I want to get an A plus in all the courses. You know what I do when I study engineering? I eat, I sleep, and I study. Nothing else. Our Heavenly Father, I pray you help what we learn from the church and apply within our own church, within our own home, so that we don't tear down, but to build up. And I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.